East Coast Breakfast.
And I'm very, very happy, very excited, very pleased to announce that the Rocky Horror Show, just recently celebrating its 50th anniversary, by the way, will be live at the Elizabeth Sneddon Theatre from the 17th of September through to the 12th of October. Tickets are available at Web Tickets. And suddenly, we are joined by a whole bunch of people. Hi, everyone. I'm Darren, if you could tell us who you are.
Oh, my. It's Web.
It's cold. I'm sorry, Janet. Everything's going to be all right.
Oh, Brad, my darling, I'm just plain scared.
I know, Janet, and I'm sorry about the weather.
Oh,
there's
Brad.
There's nothing I could do about that.
All the traffic in this Umschlanger area.
Where are we?
We're in Umschlanger, I think.
You see, I can't even say that, but I'm glad we're here now. I remember the last time it was wet. Oh.
Oh, no, Brad, don't mention that nightmare.
Unlock a mind, unmind a lock. It's the same at the beginning as the end. Do you follow?
No.
It's an anagram, Janet.
Oh.
May I offer you something refreshing?
No.
No, you're right. I won't. Magenta, Columbia, assist Riff Raff while I entertain,
Brad Majors.
Brad Majors.
And this is my fiancé, Janet Weiss.
Weiss.
Enchanté. How nice. And what charming underclothes you both have.
Oh.
But well, here, put these on. It'll make you feel less vulnerable.
Thank you.
We don't often receive visitors, much less offer them hospitality.
Hospitality? All we wanted was to use your phone, a reasonable request which you chose to ignore.
Brad, don't be ungrateful.
Ungrateful?
How forceful you are, Brad.
Well,
very much a perfect example of manhood. Very dominant.
Brad and Janet and Frankenfurter, welcome to East Coast Breakfast, East Coast Radio. I'm glad you guys get lost in the rain and finally made your way here. But you're here now. Frankenfurter, for the you play the most flamboyant character. And what I'd like to know for you, for the likes of Sky Shabalala, who has never even heard of... I know, Janet.
Is that even possible?
It is. Apparently it is. Sky's never heard of the Rocky Horror Show. Can you tell him what it's about?
Well, I run a castle that happens to allow the release and enjoyment of oneself in all your entirety.
Okay, hey. He's getting it slowly. So we've got Frankenfurter, played by Tsepo Nkwane, Brad, played by Brian Heels, and of course Janet, played by Karen Lynn Scott. Good morning, and I want to know from Brad, apparently your character kind of really unravels and gets more bizarre as the show goes on. Tell me more.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I unravel. I guess my mind is opened to something very different. You know, I'll start as a good American boy who has met this beautiful woman, and we're going to get married, you know, in a traditional sense. And then we come across this castle, and we are exposed, both of us are exposed to something we are not used to.
Mm. Okay, yeah. Right, okay then.
I am the something they're not used to.
Oh, I love your gloves though. Big, yes. Beautiful pink latex gloves, love it.
Janet, what's your most favorite part of the show?
Oh, I just love dancing the time warp and just... Everything is just so exciting, and my favorite part, my absolute favorite part, is when Eddie pitches up and we get to dance with him, and it's just like, hoppatootie, bless my soul, and it's just, we're loving rock and roll.
I see Frankenfurter didn't like it when you brought up Eddie. Frankenfurter, everything okay?
We do not bring up issues of the past.
Oh, we don't like
simply
Eddie.
Face forward.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's obviously, sorry.
Right.
Sorry we mentioned that. Apparently, one of these days we'll be introduced to one Rocky.
Indeed.
Oh,
I have been busy creating a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension.
Good to know. Okay, so the Rocky Horror Show will run at the Elizabeth Sneddon Theatre from the 17th of September all the way through to the 12th of October. And the next 10 minutes, we're going to get to know the characters a little bit more. Apparently, you guys do some singing and some dancing, and Carmen and I got dressed up for this.
Mm-hmm.
And
I see
if we
you
could,
did.
If we could come up with one or two... basic, elementary steps. Maybe a jump to the left and a step to the right.
Definitely.
Just yeah, for Skye yeah. Shabalala. So maybe, just
Skye
maybe.
Skye is going to join us.
Yes.
Aren't you?
Yes.
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 Great.
Yes.
A quick call is due.
A little bit of choreography.
And
Skye will get into it, right?
I think so.
Okay. And of course, we will have that on video for you in the next 10 minutes.
So, Frankenfurter, I have a question. Yes. Your outfit's beautiful. Your makeup's beautiful. You're in drag. And I believe you've got amazing looks on in the actual show. But apparently there's a rumor, according to the men that I work with, I don't know how true this is, would you say you wear high heels better than women?
Oh, I absolutely do.
Oh
I really do. So in my career, I've been spoiled to play other iconic drag roles. So mm-hmm. I was the Misunderstanding in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert in 2017.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Oh, wow.
And then after that, I was a Lola Alternate in Kinky Boots in Cape Town.
Wow.
So I have had experience on a shoe. Yeah. You know, there's nothing like an eight-hour rehearsal day to make you proficient.
You in those heels for 8 hours
Absolutely.
At a time.
So that's why now my sister also knows. I tell her the golden rule is the shoe doesn't come off until the event is finished.
Wow.
Yes. Sure.
Yes.
Wow, that's impressive.
Brad, I got to ask you about the show and I need you to educate me. So the first thing is, why is it called the Rocky Horror Show? Is it scary? Are kids allowed to come?
Well, it's not scary. It is very titillating and quite sexy. So so no under 14s.
Oh, under 14s, okay.
Because it gets a bit raunchy.
Yes.
Certainly too raunchy for kids.
Mm.
It's called Rocky Horror because it was a nod to the Penny Dreadfuls. Mm. Frankenstein, Dracula.
Yes.
All the B-grade movies, Tarantula, The Invisible Man. Mm. So it's a nod to those sort of horror stories.
Yeah.
And Rocky, well, Rocky's just this sexy fella that was Frankenstein's monster, essentially.
Yes. Mm. Very that.
And Karen, you played Janet, but you're also rushing off to go and write a maths paper after this.
That is
true. So, that's really, really quite impressive. How does it feel to be a part of literally one of the longest running musical theatres toured all over the world? It's just celebrated 50-year anniversary, and you're one of the leads in one of the most, well, famous musicals on the planet. How does that feel?
Honestly, it's absolutely insane. It feels like some kind of fever dream. Every time I pitch up to rehearsal, I'm surrounded by probably some of the best actors and actresses in Durban, let alone South Africa. And it's so intimidating sometimes, but I'm learning so much from them. And just being in this musical and learning about all the different ways to develop characters and portray this musical theatre and do it justice is definitely a beautiful task.
Why is it so popular? I mean, it's weird. It's odd. It's screwball. It's crazy. Mm. It's not slightly. It's very naughty. and yet loved the world over. Mm. Why?
The story of how the show came about and came into the public eye is actually an interesting one, because when it was initially produced, it was ridiculed, it was shunned, it was, you know, called taboo, and it was a crisis. And then it sort of took on a whole underground scene. And it was in there that it began to thrive and spread, you know, via word of mouth. And people went to see it in, you know, seedy, small, tiny cinemas, privately owned. You know, it wasn't being publicly broadcasted. And that whole underculture of it really raised what we can now really call an occult following.
So here in Durban, when we come and view, how are we viewing? Are we coming all dressed up? Are we joining in? Or are we sitting back and enjoying the experience?
Oh, you are coming dressed up.
Yes.
You are coming dressed. You are joining in as much as you can. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that was also one of the successes of the show was the fact that people could go there and just let go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just be somebody else for an hour and a half.
Permission to pause.
Yes, exactly.
Guys, you must be feeling a hell of a lot of pressure staging this. How do you even prepare to stage the Rocky Horror Show?
So the standard musical theatre protocol is we come in, we have about, it depends on the scale of show, but a 3-week to a 4-week rehearsal period. Then we have what's called tech week, which is the moving into the theatre. And then after that, we do previews and then the show opens. In preparation, we're all different as artists and performers. Some people rewrite their lines out themselves because it gives them time to process it. Other people parrot learn. Some people just read it and they have it, you know. So we all have different ways of getting ready. But I think the best part of it is coming into the room and then working and feeding off of the material, off of the actors and artists around you.
And I hear you have, you know, costume designers and music, and you've really, really gone all out.
We
this.
Do. It's quite lovely. We're on stage with a live band, which is unusual because generally there isn't the budget for a real band.
Mm.
But we have a real band on stage with us playing live. It's quite a joy to work with them.
Mm. Tell me about your costumes.
The costume designer for this production is someone who goes by the name of Terence Bray, who actually is the fashion consultant for the Princess of Monaco.
What?
How lovely is that?
Oh.
Yeah, so we're close to our beloved royalty.
Nice.
We're going all international here. Our lighting designer is from New York.
Yeah.
He's come out to light the show.
Yeah.
Our costume designer is from Monaco.
It's just amazing. It's glorious.
It's quite lovely.
It's fully international. Thank you for bringing lights from New York, because lights from Kuburg don't work.
He didn't bring the lights. He's just going to design with Ari. And I think he will do great. You know, it is always interesting seeing how different people take to the different technical aspects of a theatre production. I've done productions where everything was high tech, and then productions where it was just a spotlight and boxes. You know, so it's always interesting to see the magic and the wonder of going high tech and going simple, and seeing how, regardless of the conditions of a production, good theatre can be made.
Janet, we are going to be taking Sky Shabalala, who is a sporting, manly man. Never done a time warp dance in his life. Never even been in the room when a time warp dance occurred.
He doesn't know the song.
Where do we start with the choreographer, with him?
Well, we start with a jump to the left.
And then?
And then we start with a step to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually make it three steps to the right, just to make it look fancy.
I like it.
And then what we are going to do next, you're never going to guess. We're going to actually put our hands on our hips.
No way.
Yeah. And then we are going to bring our... Are you ready for this, guys?
Can I say, Sky, your hips are a bit higher.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to put our hands on our hips, and then we're going to bring our knees in, and we're going to do it tight. We're going to do it nice and tight.
Really?
And now, are we ready? Are you ready, guys?
Yes.
For the pelvic thrust.
Everybody loves a pelvic thrust.
Oh, no. 100%.
No, that drives you insane.
It drives you absolutely insane. And I think we should now do the time warp
again.
We're going to do that. We have our social media princess going to film this. For those of you who've been waiting your entire life to see Sky Shabalala doing the time warp, it's going to happen. Masterclass choreography from Frankenfurter, Brad and Janet as well, from the Rocky Horror Show, which is going to be at the Elizabeth Sneddon Theatre. There's two things you need to do in your life: walk the Great Wall of China and go to the Rocky Horror Picture
Show.
These are two boxes that you need to tick, and the one box is here at the Sneddon, 17th of September to the 12th of October. Tickets at Web Tickets. Brad, Janet, Frankenfurter, thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much for having us.
You're very welcome.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.